Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, we're Great Big Owl. And like all small businesses across Britain, we've organised our very own Secret Santa with you. That's why we're presenting you with one of our other great podcasts, which we think you might enjoy, even though you haven't specifically asked for it. It's like when you two downloaded that album onto everyone's iPod without asking, but hopefully there won't be quite so much aggressive backlash. So please enjoy the following Secret Santa show. And Merry Christmas to One and Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Yes. Well, sip away there, darling. Sip away. Hello, darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, and now host of my very own podcast, Talking to Actors. I've got lovely Jeremy Lyon with me.
Hello.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you, darling?
I'm very well, Anna. How are you?
Well, he's swaggered into the, causing quite a whirlwind as he comes in, I must say.
Yes, it's very exciting for me to come into...
It's a studio.
I forget where we are now, but it was...
Yes, you were quite late, weren't you?
I'm not very good on just sometimes coming out on the buses.
Had to send a couple of people out to find you, didn't we? Which was a shame.
Well, I got on a bus, and it was the right bus, but I had an altercation, but I had a to-do
right.
with some kids on the top.
And one of them, oh, fuck, I hate them.
One of them had a drone inside the top of a... If you can believe that. The top of a double...
What, like a little... Like a zombie person?
One of those tiny little helicopters.
Oh, like a little... Oh, fuck, those things. They can kill.
They were trying to fly,
you know that.
Fly around on the top deck and got jammed in a woman's hair.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I thought I'd cut it out of her hair. But she was less than... Well, I think that looked all right, but
you were a hero.
Well, I wouldn't use those words, but maybe... But the children fear. But I didn't think it was a safe thing to be doing on the bus.
No, God no. God no.
Yeah.
What kind of reaction did the kids give you? Were they rude? Were they aggressive?
Like all children now. There was all effing and blinding and different. I mean, I'm
they're
used
awful,
to it.
Aren't they, some of them?
They are, but I've hung around, I've pleasured children for 20 years of my acting,
wow.
So I'm fairly, I'm quite used to all the slings and.
You've got
arrows,
thick skin, you can.
I've got thick skin, and I also wear a frontal sort of cricket box padding.
Oh, great.
So genuinely thick now. There because they will come at you.
Well, it's a sensitive area, and they're about that height. Some of them.
When you're doing a show for kids, it's free rein for them to come in and sort of lay into you. I think a lot of it is because they can't hit their parents, I don't know why it is, but it's also you're there. You're dressed up in bright colours. You're making them laugh.
Yes.
You're dressed as a clown, or you've cut the head off something, or you've cut a rope in. Don't want to give away the
usual. You don't want to give away your secrets here, but no.
But then, and for some
otherwise, people, everyone will do it
exactly. And but not you see, this is it. This is the mistake people make, and I've seen this. I've seen this happen.
You're right.
I've got just a little bit.
If you do need to throw up, there is a bucket in the corner there because we knew you were coming.
No, I'm fine. I've seen this before.
They come at you.
Well, people say they phone up and I say, hello,
right.
Jeremy Lyon, and so
yes.
forth.
Yes.
And then they say, when it's the right number, they say, oh, how much to do my child's sixth birthday party? And I quote them my regular fees.
And I didn't hear that last bit. You need to
I
say
quote
that.
Them my regular fee.
Right, your price, yeah.
And they say, oh, don't worry, I'll do it myself. And I think, well, good luck to you. I mean, you must have this...
Oh, for fuck's sake, that makes me so angry,
they think,
Jeremy.
Oh, do you know what? I can...
That makes me furious.
I can cope with a room full of children, who are full of cake, and I can entertain them for an hour. And do you know what? They usually can't.
They usually can't. They don't have a clue.
Well,
then they come back to tail between the legs. The party was
there are times I've gone
mistake.
Around.
It was fell apart.
This fella, he booked me, and, I know where he lives, and I went round.
Can I ask what the fee is?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, fine.
But I went.
Is it above 100?
It is. Yeah.
Right. Okay. We'll
that's for an hour,
which I think is perfectly reasonable. Time. Oh fuck yeah!
And I couldn't go.
And you might not work again for a month. So.
I give him a discount if there's twins. That seems fair enough.
That's all right.
But I go. They go. I went round to his house while he was down.
50 off or
about that? Yeah.
So it's right. Okay. Two for one.
Well, things are negotiable. I did do a party for. It was the fellow who works at the market and does. Not technically a butcher, but he does. He does sell an awful lot of meat, and he gave me. He sort of not paid me.
Not technically a butcher, but
he didn't say he paid me in meat. But he filled up half of my fridge with bacon. Anyway,
wow.
But this chap, I went round to his house. He said, "Oh, I'll do this, kids, but I can do this." And I went round and had a peer through his living room window, which I regret now because there were some consequences to that. But
right, okay.
And they had a room full of children, and he put a bow tie on, but he hadn't done it. You know, he wasn't doing the, and he couldn't do it.
Probably just one of those with a strap.
Awful,
probably not
awful,
even
absolutely awful. I swear, most of the kids are in tears.
So was the dad trying to do what you do for
and
free.
I sat in his flower bed, and I watched him through his window for a good half an hour.
Wow.
Yes. I shouldn't really talk about that.
Was there anything you could take from it, though, and go, oh, actually, that's...
You know, that's the point. I do try and learn.
Yeah, because we're always growing as performers, entertainers. We're always learning.
That's right.
Right. I mean, Jeremy's, of course, a children's entertainer.
That's correct.
First and foremost.
Yes.
Is that where you started?
It's very much my...
Let's go back. The Jeremy Lyon story.
Talking to actors, trying to understand their process. We're talking to actors, actors, yeah, they rule the world.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So it begins where? Where were you born? Well, you were born, I presume.
I was born, it's difficult to say. I was born. Well, I've got two birth certificates,
right?
Because my father had registered me as a girl when I was born, because he thought. He didn't think I was a girl. We thought it was just easier for tax purposes. And then when that was discovered, he registered me that I'd been born at the end of October. He said that's better for the financial year.
Oh,
and for schooling.
Oh, that's savvy. I love people who can think that way. You know, because
He was a very sharp man.
Very sharp. What did he do? Was he in the business?
No, he was a children's entertainer.
He was a children's entertainer,
absolutely.
Like you.
Yeah,
oh, so, God. Yeah, so. But also very savvy on it with the accounts and stuff.
Yes, I mean, up to a point.
Although, his own accountant?
Yes. Oh, yes. He did all of his own books and everything. Yeah.
Wonderful. So, cast you as a girl, and just in the role of life, theatre of life.
Only for 6 months, and then it was, you know, the truth came out, and then I didn't. But he managed to get me two birth certificates, so he got two sets of child benefit.
Wow.
They didn't erase
the first one. That's still going.
That's still going somewhere. There's a Jane Lyon. Well, there isn't a Jane Lyon because it's me, but I think...
But do you feel like Jane Lyon is there? Is it... Can you...
No.
No.
No, that was...
She didn't exist?
No, that was me.
But in a way, is she still there in your mind?
No.
Do you ever think maybe I could have been Jane?
I could have been. I'm a big chap, and I don't think I'd make her... I've dressed up as a woman.
Oh, it'd be horrific.
We've all, you know, yeah, I wouldn't... No,
God. Okay, so Jane is definitely not a thing.
Jane's not there.
She doesn't exist. There's no point. I'm trying to see if she's like a spirit that still haunts you in a way, but actually it's just an accounting error.
It's more of a piece of paper,
but I think
expedient at the time. So,
okay,
yeah, so,
fine.
But yes, but no, that was no. So I was
so born twice
born
in
twice,
some ways.
Yes.
But anyone else? So Dad was in the children's team.
He was the children's.
Was it always assumed you'd do this?
I don't know. I've got one. I've got an older brother. He's older by 2 years. Called Adrian Lyon, and he's a successful doctor.
Right.
And he lives in Dorset.
The black sheep, in a way.
Well, you know, that's been my. I mean, financially, yes, more successful, but artistically, he's barren.
Oh yes, I mean, a doctor. A doctor isn't even creating anything. Sometimes, if you believe what I believe, sometimes they're destroying.
Well, they make a mess, I say that.
They really do muck things up a lot of the time.
All the blood and stuff, don't
they?
Oh,
fuck. And they never clean up.
Yeah, so, yeah. So I'd like to see. So we've gone on different paths, Adrian and I, but slightly I followed in...
Still friends? Oh, are you all right?
I'm absolutely fine. Followed in my...
Okay.
my father's footsteps. I went to the Tesco.
Careful in that chair, by the way, because it will break.
It's one of those.
Just get yourself really settled.
I went to the Tesco extra last night for the reduced stuff because I go in there. There's some, if you go about half nine, it's about best.
Half nine, is that the time?
The one near me.
Which can I ask where that is?
That's the one about High Street in Godalming. I mean, that's
right, because mine goes at six.
Oh, right. Yeah, come around with the stickers.
You already know this, but one of the first things you have to do when you come out of drama school or just enter entertainment in any way is find out, for fuck's sake, when the reduced items
it's vital.
In the supermarket near you. And the Sainsbury's next to me, there's a queue of actors. Some big names, actually.
Well, I was imagining.
So David Suchet was there once. Richard Griffiths, bless him, when he was still alive, you know. Yeah, he was there.
He didn't hold back, did he?
No, he did not. We were all there. And actually, it's a really good way to pick up work as well.
Do you know, I suppose.
Because a lot of casting directors have got onto it, and they're often there at 6 o'clock or whenever, you know, depending on what time, you know.
You've got,
getting your reduced items.
Some are better than others, aren't they? I think Sainsbury's, I find that, you know, they hold on. I'm not saying they're tight, but they don't always...
There's a taste to Sainsbury's, isn't there? Everything has a sort of same taste that's a bit
dusty and a bit fatty.
Thinks it's better than it is.
Yes, it does. It's got ideas above its trousers.
Tesco's has no illusions.
Do you know what? Some of the stuff they put out for reduction is extraordinary. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Really?
Why
do they put it out for reduction? Just
got too much on the shelves. I don't know, maybe it's just charitable. But last night I got two tubs of the sandwich filler that's that really mixed tuna.
Wow.
It's like a yogurt. I can't think of it. It's about, you see this cup, wasn't it? Yeah. Bigger than, it's big. It's about as big as one of the big yogurt pots.
You know, yeah,
the
ones sure. I know exactly what you mean. I've had a few,
You buy, but you don't really eat. But absolutely full to the brim of tuna. But I was worried. I thought this would be, in case it was on the turn, so I sort of ate a lot. And
wow. Yeah, you've got it. That is one thing to point out, actually. Yeah. You do need to eat it right there.
Yeah, you've actually got to erase
it. Often you see Suchet actually in the shop, he just starts straight away before he's even got to the till. Don't get me wrong, he always pays for it. But sometimes he'll start the eating process before he even gets to the till, because, you know, if you leave it too long, you can die.
Well, you can.
It's on the turn.
And he's,
that's the point.
And Suchet, he's midsummer. Murders, isn't he?
Well, that's where we met, actually. I was his corpse.
Oh, right, yes.
But Poirot. You're thinking of Poirot.
No, I'm not. I've never seen that. I don't know who he is then.
Okay, well, you must. You'd be good at it, actually. You'd be very good. I think they're looking for a children's entertainer. Have you ever done any acting, TV acting like that?
Oh, yes, I did a children's show. I did a pilot
course,
for my own
course,
children's
sorry,
show
yes,
20, 30 years ago called Lion Time, which was fantastic.
Time.
It was sort of Blue Peter meets Art Attack meets...
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Oh, didn't they make that, the idiots?
Meets Panorama, everything. I had everything. Some heart-hitting, you know, stuff, probably.
Oh, really? Not just fun and games?
No, because, listen, I say this every time, education and entertainment are next to each other in the dictionary. That's not a coincidence. That's a fact.
I mean, there's a few words.
Essentially, they're... If you look through them and you highlight them, then they're next to each other.
Yeah.
So I think there's no point in doing anything for children.
If you cut them out and put them next to each other,
yeah,
then they're right there.
Or if they, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
the,
sure.
The fact of the words in between them, I can't think what any of them would be.
Education?
To education and entertainment, it's such a it's clearly...
It's hardly anything,
nothing, is
it? It's hardly even a little jump.
Enema is before. But I mean, again, kids don't know what that is. They don't need
yes,
to know
that is before, yes.
The part, so
oh, God, no, hopefully not. And if you're a kid who needs to know about enema, then I can't help you.
No, well, I can.
Yes,
yeah, that's
yes.
the kind of thing that I could come and do.
That's one of your things.
Well, you kind of. I've got. I mean, various puppets and things. I've got one. I used to have. I think it was called Mr. Bumble, and he was a bumblebee, big funny one.
He sounds fun.
And he had detachable kidneys to teach the children about dialysis.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know you can. They can learn. They can learn on pretty much anything. And the toppets. And the top of the one. I'm sorry, that's the tuna coming up.
Oh, dear. When was it you had the... Oh, was that just today,
oh,
was
just
it?
Just on the way in on the bus.
Oh, God.
When all this stuff was
but
going
you said
up.
You got that last night, so...
Well, I got two of them last night.
Oh, you got one two
of them,
on the second?
One of them straight away, and I was
You
fine.
Are playing... You're playing Russian roulette
I saved
there,
the other
Jeremy.
One. I
I'm
saved
sorry.
The other one for travelling.
Oh, God. All right, just be careful with that, all right?
It's just a tiny little pocket of
did you even use any bread, or did you just dive straight into the tub?
No, I just went... I treated it like
I mean, it is sandwich filler.
Well, I know, but bread... I don't want to eat... I feel eating sandwiches on public transport can be a bit intrusive and messy, whereas this...
If you're making them on public transport,
yeah,
sure.
This is just like going at it in a pot. So it was fine.
I guess no one really notices, apart from the smell.
No, and everyone was concentrating on the drone and the woman's hair anyway.
Right, OK, well, just be careful. If you do feel yourself going, you know, just stick your hand up, you know, because we have got a couple of buckets at the ready.
Oh,
so.
No,
you're fine.
I wasn't fine.
Well, no,
I'm a professional.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So your pilot, Lion Time.
Oh, that was a wonderful show. Happy
wonderful,
days.
Back in the day.
Glorious.
How did that come about? Did you?
Well, one of the people at the Children's Television, I think they were looking for the new...
That's CBBC?
I think it was before they'd moved onto the sub-Indian...
Oh, yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
It was back
in, just BBC, yes.
It must be, you know, the days of that... Who was that fellow who used to sit in a broom cupboard? And,
oh, God, he was funny, wasn't
that one,
he?
You know, and the fellow with
what
the...
What was
the,
that?
He had a puppet, didn't he?
God, Ed the Duck.
Someone and this and the thing on a stick. That one.
The thing on a stick. That was it. I think I went up for that.
Did
thing
you?
On a stick.
You'd have been very good. Actually,
oh, thank you, darling. Yeah. Thank you.
I think
Sue Clinch got it in the end.
Oh, right.
Have you met her? She's awful. She really is.
I know
bless
the name.
She's not well. She's not well in the head.
Oh,
to be honest,
I'm
she hasn't. And her whole body's just sort of coming apart. Really, you know. She's had so much done to it, but she's my best friend. You know, but God, she's. Oof.
I don't like the sound.
Oof. Anyway, so you got the pitch. Did you pitch it, or did someone just came to you and said,
yep,
I like what you're doing.
Come on, I do a kids show, and let's do it. Let's keep it live. Did you ever see him? Was it Cracker Jack that used to be on it?
Wow,
run around with all those kind of shows. I said,
let's
I want to be interested in the kids there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we had games, and we had sort of roundtable discussions.
Guns.
We didn't have guns. No,
right.
No, we didn't have that. We had...
Roundtable discussions in a panorama style.
Talking about problems, you know, that kids face, like, the pressures of, you know, what haircut should you have? Who's got the best trainers? Who's on heroin? There was that story.
Oh, God, yes, Danny.
So, you know, we didn't steer away from the stronger topics.
You were not afraid. You were not shy of going there.
No,
not
the least.
You think these kids need help.
Yeah.
And you're the man to help them, for God's sake. Do you know what I mean? Because they're not getting it at school.
Yeah.
They're not getting it at home.
Is that
where can they get it? Television.
They get it all off the television. Absolutely. So,
that's you were trying to provide a service. I mean, so for example, if I was a kid and I said, you know, around the table, Jeremy, I'm having trouble at school.
Yeah.
People laugh at me because I'm terrible at sport.
Right.
What would you come back with?
I'd say then, if you want them to laugh at you, enjoy the laughter.
Yes.
Make them laugh. Make them smile. Go and do your sports or PE lessons. Wearing a funny outfit. Go
right.
in with your shorts on your head and
embrace
on,
what you are.
And say, you're going to laugh at me. You're going to like, you know, imagine Norman Wisdom doing a PE lesson.
Oh,
you wouldn't.
I'm laughing already.
You wouldn't stop laughing, would you?
That would be funny.
He'd turn up and within seconds he'd have.
The ball would be through a window. The referee'd have his shorts pulled down.
And fallen over again.
God. So that's the advice you give.
That's what I'd say.
And what advice did you end up giving and on the pilot? How did it go down?
I said for the start, heroin is an absolute no.
Right.
Certainly during the recording, none of it. And outside of it, there's none of us.
That's not getting in the studio.
None of us are going to take heroin. I think that is absolutely a good rule.
And you don't do that stuff.
God, no.
God, no. You'll just drink.
No, I don't really drink these days. And And I forget the other things were that we discussed. There were things of the time of
bullying,
stranger
puberty,
thatching.
Thatching, yeah.
Because I've got a friend who was thatching the pub around the corner, so we did a little sort of vox pop me.
Oh, like a little magazine piece.
Yeah, so we went out.
Oh, lovely.
I climbed up on the roof and helped him thatch the top of the pub.
Oh, that sounds a lot of fun for kids.
It was very good fun, yeah.
That sounds like what kids want back then.
It was, and because it was before...
I knew when I was little, I was always talking about thatching.
I know, I was obsessed.
Certainly,
with it.
Well, if someone had said, put that on my television, I would watch
said,
all of it.
Come with me, climb up onto the top of the Five Bells.
Wow.
Near me, and see a thatcher.
And did you take a kid with
I did.
You?
I took three children up there.
Oh, wow, and got them doing a bit of thatching.
Yeah, two came down. So there was... Ah.
Wow. And so is that the reason the pilot didn't go further, or is it?
Oh, no, that technically wasn't really my fault. That was more the fault of production, that the children went sort of tired.
And the thatcher, really.
And the thatcher, he has to take a bit of
and thatcher. I mean, back then.
In a way, you could...
Health and safety, etc. and all that,
you could have been hit undone.
Yeah.
Down there.
Oh, they hated... She hated kids.
We did have one other accident, which was sort of... I don't know, it was all perfectly solvable, but they kind of decided they'd not go forward with the series. But
yes. Because of the other accident.
Yeah. I was doing a painting thing at the end, like a really big... You remember how...
Tony Hart.
Tony Hart. Yeah, yes. I was going to say the other...
Yes, I know who you're going to.
The kangaroo man, but
yes,
not him.
Sure. Yeah.
Not him.
Not that guy.
So he was going to do a Greek sort of...
Not that guy.
Painting, not him, painting on the floor, like Tony Hart.
Yes, Tony Hart.
He's
or Neil Buchanan.
Safe. Yeah, he's good, he's safe. Although, yeah. And they swung me, so I tied bottles of squirty poster paint to my feet.
Right.
And they laid up a canvas. And I was swinging from... I was going to tie me by my side of the roof. I was going to swing across and paint a picture, sort of Jackson Pollocky, but on the floor with this. Didn't see what they came on with. And that was going to be the end of the show, and it was cracking. So they got me lined up. They tied all the poster paint to my feet. They got me to the other side of the studio. I let go, but they swung me much too high, and I went straight into the other side of the studio.
Oh, God.
I knocked myself clean out, so...
Oh, fuck.
I was just swinging backwards and forwards like a sort of lifeless thing, spraying paint everywhere. The painting side
people probably
worked.
The kids probably thought you were
they
dead.
It was great, but they couldn't get me down because they only had one man with a pole, and about 15 minutes I was unconscious just swinging.
Oh, God. And you were out.
Around. I was out.
For the count.
Last thing I remember was climbing up and putting the paint on my...
Paint pouring.
The next thing, I was in a green room, wafting tea, and I said, what happened? How did it go? And they said, probably not gonna broadcast that.
Not going to go to series.
Yeah.
How was the painting, though?
It looked fantastic. But
really?
The problem was,
I bet it did.
Really good.
Because it would be an honest piece. I mean, there's no pretension there.
The problem is they smudged it. Some of the ambulance men came with a stretcher and they had to evacuate all the children.
God, the more I hear about people outside of our business, the more I don't want to meet any of them.
It would have been if they just let it dry for maybe... Yeah. It would have been about 8 hours to dry, but, you know, it would have... I think that's...
What's more important here, you know?
Well, exactly.
The art.
It would have been great.
I'm sorry you didn't get your series.
But, you know, onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
You can't give up. You have to keep going. That's the thing
absolutely.
You've got to remember. Has there been times of your life where you've thought, am I right for this? Should I be doing this? Is this really a career? Is it ever going to get better than this? You know, have there been times where you've thought about giving up, I guess is what I'm saying?
No.
You've never, ever questioned?
No, because I think... I don't know what else I'd do.
You have no other skills.
No. Well, I mean, there's lots. You know, you say no other skills, but the amount of skills I employ in my day to day.
Oh God,
I make the props. I write the songs. I play. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an awful lot of other things I probably could.
Balloon animals. You
I
can
make
do
balloon
that.
Balloon animals.
Yeah.
But again,
do you make the clothes as well, or are they?
I make a lot of my outfits and the puppets and stuff as well.
Yeah. Multi-talented.
But the balloon animals outside of a kid's party, there's not much you can do with them.
Not really. I mean, you could, I guess, sell them online or something, but I don't know anyone's going to... And how would you post them, for a start?
True, yeah. We'd have to post them
once they've been made.
And then they'd have to make them, which sort of... You might as well send them balloons.
You could just send them some balloons and instructions.
But
then they're taking your secrets again, so you're...
Yeah, it wouldn't work at all. But you could sell them as decorations, but, I mean...
Yeah.
Don't.
They're
but
not
anyway,
going to last.
Yeah, so really, so I've always stuck with it. And my father was, you know, he was an extraordinary child. So
was he encouraging? about it. When you said to him, was there a day where you said, Dad, I'm going to do what you do. I love what you do. It's great.
I don't think
I see ever the smiles on the kids' faces. Yeah. I want to bring that into the world.
Do you know, I don't think it was ever, but I used to help out in his act from an early
really?
Age.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
he used to put me in a tiny box, and I'd have to sort of push things up when he did these like top hat things.
Oh, wow.
All sorts of things.
Sounds
so that was
lovely.
Only about four.
And how long would you be in the box for?
Oh, for the whole party. Well, in fact, more, because he'd get there.
A couple of hours.
He'd get there and set up and then go away and come back and do the party and throw up. But he said, keep absolutely still. Don't break the magic, he'd say.
Wow.
So I'd sit there, you know, a couple of hours, because he'd set up and he'd go for
I'm 4 years old at this point.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was a lot smaller than I am now.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah,
I mean, if you weren't, that would be horror.
It was hard. I think, I mean, because I did grow quite quickly, and I think, you know, that I sort of outgrew that part of the routine.
Outgrew the box. Was there a point where you got in the box and it was just like, no, this isn't going to happen?
I can't
anymore.
Really do this anymore. I think there was one party, and I can't remember where it was. It was a nice house. I remember they had a very good spread on.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. What sort of sandwiches and jam tarts?
Well, decent stuff, yeah.
Well, really? What, sausages and sticks?
Oh, no, I'm just thinking.
Oh, it's making my mouth water.
So sometimes you go to these parents, the parents have not put the effort in. They've gone to, you know, one of the cheaper kind of, you know, I don't want to say Iceland, but that's what it is.
They've just they've let someone else do all the work for them. They've just gone in and got a whole...
Cheap sausage rolls are cheap for a reason.
Disgusting.
So, but I followed on. In his footsteps again.
But you were there in the box, sorry, and it just didn't work. You were saying that you got there at that particular party.
There came a point when I was clearly too big to fit in a small
fit
box.
Fit in the box.
For 3 to 3.5 hours.
Was Dad angry about that at all? And at that point, he probably did wish you were a girl, because you probably would have been a little bit smaller, possibly.
That's true, actually. You know? Yeah.
Not necessarily, but quite possibly.
He was a complicated man. Mm. He worked very hard.
Yes.
And my mother, who was an accountant.
We haven't talked about her at all.
Well, she was, but not his accountant. No, they separated. She worked for an accountancy. I mean, you know, he said to her, it's all very well for you, going out, you know, every morning, leaving the house at 8, working 8, you know,
yes,
time,
yes.
Coming out, getting home at 7, and having to work weekends as well. But yeah. He was the one who was sat at home cutting out circles out of felt and glue.
And which is harder? I mean, I think we all know.
Which, exactly. And he had to do two, sometimes three shows on a Saturday. So,
God!
So
I mean, as I always say, you know, 20, 30 minutes acting, really acting, or in his case, performing, is a week in any other job.
This is true,
isn't it?
I mean, and the adrenaline... Even now.
Oh, God.
Even now, it's not that I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
But sometimes you're there thinking, right, that room has got up to 28, 30, or if it's a church hall, they're going, you know, bigger. Mm. All those children out there.
Yeah.
And for that one birthday boy or girl, this is probably the most important hour of their childhood. And if I go
It's
in
what
there,
they're going to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I go in there and get this wrong, I've effectively murdered their childhood.
That's
I mean, it's so much pressure. It's a big responsibility.
That's a lot of pressure you must feel.
It is.
God. I mean, I wish I thought like that, you know, because I go out and I think they're seeing me be, you know, Lady Macbeth, Desdemona, whoever, and I think, half the time I think, I don't know if I can be bothered.
I really admire you for that.
For really caring.
I saw you at the...
Oh, God, did you? Oh, now I've gone all red. I've got absolutely red. Go on.
Van Arno Theatre in Guildford.
Yes, I know it. I remember.
Lettuce and Lovage.
Lettuce and Lovage?
Yeah, was that?
Lettuce, the play was Lettuce and Lovage. Loves Lettuce Lot?
Lettuce and Lovage.
Lettuce and Lovage.
No, it wasn't. No, Juno, it wasn't you. It was Peter Bowles. I was thinking because he was...
Yes.
He was on the telly at the time doing that one about the house and the woman.
Yes, I remember. Never the Twain Shall.
Not that one. No, that
far
was...
Far to the... Pick up your...
Up the,
what was it? It was very funny, I remember. I almost got in that once.
It was that very posh woman.
Up round the meadows.
She lived in a house...
Who's at the door? What was it?
Hello, Butler.
Can you... No one... Could anyone find me a... Oh, oh God, what was it called? Kids up
in the house
round the back of the potato.
It was very
yard.
Good,
round the back of the potato yard.
Something like it was
round
like
the back
that,
potato
I think,
yard.
I think it was, that's as
something
close,
like that. Round the back of the potato.
Close as we
yes.
get.
Yes, I think that's about
but
right.
But he was. Was he good?
Was he any good?
Well, do you know what? And I found this out later because someone had said to me, "You think, wouldn't you, looking at Peter Bowles?
Peter Bowles." Big actor, big moustache.
And you think he's a fine fella. He's then in his mustard trousers.
He's a gentleman.
And his waistcoat. He's a gentleman.
Cool.
He's not. Apparently, he's a bit tasty. He's a bit of a geezer.
A ruffian?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, most of them are, you know.
A friend of mine did a banter with him. He was playing Captain Hook, probably, because he had the moustache.
Yes,
and probably,
yes.
Probably on his...
Well, you're 50% there, aren't you? Let's be honest.
He's done half the work, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And they said they shared a dressing room with him, and they thought, oh, yeah, well, there's Peter Bowles with his, you know, his butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, and his plummy accent. His
yes.
Butter, yeah. Butter on his plums. And he...
Buttering his plums. I know what you're getting at. Yes, buttering his plums.
They said he came into the dressing room and they said, "Hello, Peter, nice to. I'm going to be shown the dressing room with you." And he pulled out a Stanley knife.
Fuck.
And threw it. Thump, and it landed just under the mirror. The side. And he said.
Near the flowers and stuff.
And he said, "Any problem, that comes out and it doesn't go back in until I've made my point."
Fucking hell.
Yeah, and I thought, well, there you go. So, you know,
God.
Word to the wise.
You'd be treading on thin ice through that whole performance, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Actually, it might not have been Peter Bowles that now I think about it.
Okay.
But in fact,
a lot of those old actors were killers.
Oh, I said, yeah.
I mean, they were. That's what gave them the thing. You would go out, you know, sorry to jump in there, but as a director or producer or a casting director, you would go out and you would go to really quite serious, secure prisons just picking, you know, it was after Brando, you know, who was, of course, very scary and, you know, very exciting. So you would go and just find murderers.
Find them, absolutely.
Because they had that thing about them.
Well, you think of it all the...
And obviously you'd have to rewrite their history and the old version of what is now an IMDb page.
I mean, my father, because he was a big fan. You know, he grew up on the Goons and all these sort of posts.
He said, never forget,
everyone in the Goons was in the army.
Yes.
They've all killed a man.
Yeah.
He said, you might laugh, because he didn't really like the show. He said, he listened to that and he played me tapes of it. And he said, listen to the audience laughing. Every man in that show has killed another man.
At least one,
yeah.
I mean, some of them killed many.
He had a real thing about the Goons.
And so he was just listening to it to hear...
Yeah, the voices
the
of
killer,
killers.
The voice of killers.
I enjoyed it, but I was very careful not to laugh when I listened to
them. Oh, God, no. No,
you had to. You got really upset by it.
It was more a study in psychology, for him.
Yeah.
Wow. And had he ever killed, do you think, Dad?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know.
He was never in a war. I mean, you can't say for certain,
as you can of anyone, really. I mean, you may have killed someone. I may have killed without realising, to be honest.
I've had a lot of wild nights, as I'm sure you can imagine, back in the day.
Sometimes you wake up and you think, gosh, what on earth? Where did that blood come from? What am I wearing?
Yes. Which is all part of the rough and tumble of showbiz, really.
It is, to a degree. I don't think he killed.
You don't think he killed anyone? Anyone else in your family kill?
Oh, no, let me think. Well, my brother, the successful doctor. I mean, I've never actually asked him, but chances are he must have lost a few patients on the table.
And probably some of them in a kind of clumsy way.
Just, you know, maybe. I should ask, actually.
If a doctor doesn't do his all, is he killing? If the doctor isn't doing as good as he can and the patient dies, is that murder?
No, that's an interesting... I might ask my brother about that.
Really?
Next time I see him.
Yeah, ask him. See what he says. And if you can, get him to tweet into the show, because I'd love to know that. And I'm not. That's not a loaded question.
No.
It's actually quite important that I find out. So... You got into the entertainment game.
Yes.
There you were, in the box.
Oh, yes.
For years. Four to nine, was it? About four to nine. And did you learn any other skills at that point, or were you just listening? I was listening, picking up skills.
He was a master of his craft, my father, with the kids.
But you couldn't see any of it?
No, so I heard a lot of it. So,
right.
I'd heard an awful lot of the routines before I ever saw them, which is kind of...
And were they very different to what you'd imagine they'd be like? From listening to them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because you'd think, oh, I wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes that bit. And then, of course, when you saw it, you go, oh, I see, he's holding a monkey.
Oh, right. Well, I wonder why they were laughing. I wonder what that's all about.
He had a pet monkey, so it's, yeah.
And was it an honour to do that role?
I stepped very much into his shoes, he was a smaller man than me, I just couldn't have got.
They would have burst like the box.
I would have been like a bit walking on a kind of pig's trotters. But he sort of disappeared, to be honest with you. He sort of vanished, but he left his props and all of his routine. And I sort of very comfortably slid into... I mean, I still use some of my late father's props in my act, even to this day.
Wow. What what's that? The box? Is the box still a feature?
The box is still there. I don't,
who have you got in there?
No, I don't have anyone in there.
Oh,
no,
right.
Because I don't have children. So.
No.
But no, I still use that. I mean, a lot of his props... some of them had to be destroyed, and some of them to be, were considered racist even then.
Wow.
So I've not been able to use all of them. But definitely there are definitely some of his things I've gotten. They're wonderful. Well, Mr. Bumble, the one with the detachable kidneys.
Yes. That was his idea.
I've repurposed it.
Added the kidneys.
Yeah, his original. His was to do with rationing, I think, and I just changed it around. But that's a nice. Solid.
I love that. Taking his dreams, his role, his purpose, and turning it into something now. I think that's so beautiful. I really do.
Very nice.
And was there ever any rivalry between you and Adrian as to who was going to get in the box?
No. Well, Adrian,
he never stood a chance.
My parents separated, and Adrian, my mother got custody of Adrian.
Mm.
And
he became a doctor.
My father had him. And so he and my mother moved off away, and he had a good education.
Did very well.
He did well for himself. But I think, you know, mine is the richer life artistically.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I second that. I think a lot of people would 100% agree. In fact, tweet into the show if you can, if you agree that it's better to be a children's entertainer than a doctor.
I think so.
And is he rich now? Is he, Adrian?
He's got a very nice house.
Lovely.
He's got a hot tub and...
Ugh! Do you ever try and get in it?
Or? No, it doesn't let me in that. But he's got a very nice garage that when I stay... Well, it's like more of a... what's the word for something that's added
on
to the side of your house?
An extension?
Yeah, but not quite that.
An outhouse?
That's more like it.
A conservatory?
Not quite that, because that would be warmer. But it's nice. It's not a bad place.
Oh, like a shed?
It's sort of a shed.
Like a big shed.
It's a decent shed, I'll give it that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's got electricity, or it did last time I was there. So I kind of stay there on Christmas and stuff.
Warm enough.
It's fine, yeah.
Dark enough.
Yeah, no, so it's pretty good. But he's got that, and he's got a ride-on lawnmower, so...
Wow! I think you have some fun on that, don't you? Are you allowed on it?
Not really, but it's in the shed. The petrol smell you get when you sleep in there, it gives you very vibrant dreams.
Probably knocks you right out, I imagine.
I sleep like a log when I'm at his house. But,
yeah. Wow!
So he's doing all right, you know. If you've got, I always say,
is he married? Children?
Yes, he's got three children, all doing well.
I bet they think you're great, don't they?
Well, I've always.
I bet you've done a few parties for him.
I've never done any parties for him, but
have you suggested it?
Or? Oh yeah, I've always said, look, I'd come and do this, and I'd give him a discount if not free.
Do
them all three
as a favour, instead of buying a Christmas.
I think
present.
Maybe he's always said no, probably because he thought, you know, maybe it'll be just too odd for the kids to see their uncle, you know.
Yes, you've got to separate church and state, if you know what I mean.
Maybe that's the reason, yeah.
And probably also there is some jealousy there. There's probably, he's there in his big house with his huge car, his lovely family, his lawnmower.
Yeah.
But there's probably a part of him going, if I'd taken the road less travelled,
if I'd stayed
with Dad...
Yeah.
I could have been in that box.
I could be in a box.
There's probably part of him, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to create a Cain and Abel situation here, but there's probably a jealousy towards you there.
Well,
a fury, actually. You should watch that, actually, because that could very easily tip into violence.
You might have a point there.
Do be careful when you're around him next, because I imagine he's very jealous, and it could get...
Could be that.
It could get violent.
Well, I noticed the last time was his son's 8th party, and he took him and 35 children, count them, 35, to Laser Quest, and then took them all on to, is it Frankie and Dickie's or someplace that sells pasta?
God.
And I thought, do you know what? The price.
Frankie
the
Boyle.
Price, don't know that. Yeah, the price he paid for that. I could have done his parties for the next decade. I could have done his parties to.
That's cost him a fortune. Yeah. What's fun about Laser Quest running around with just torches or whatever
it is? It's teaching the children to shoot each other.
It's violence. Oh. I thought that again, which backs up what I said. You know, the man has a problem. I don't know Adrian, but just from, and I mean, I'm something of an armchair psychologist, and just from what you've said today. There's something deeply wrong with Adrian, and I just want you, Jeremy, to be really careful when you're around him.
I'll heed these words, and you may well have a...
Please do, because, you know, I just... Mm. So, anyway, Dad left.
Yes, he did. Well, he left.
That must have been tough.
We're not
shock.
Sure. He was on a cross-channel ferry, and I'm not... Well, you know, so he could be somewhere near Le Havre still, or he fell off the... We're not sure. But
must have been rough.
It was a loss. It was a difficult shot, but I think, you know, I channelled...
And you were on your own at that point.
I was, when I channelled my efforts and energies.
Were you an adult?
Well, Not technically, but due to the whole birth certificate thing, I was sort of legal. I was allowed to.
You were able to just live in the house.
Live in the house. I mean, I've downsized from the house since then. But,
of course, yeah.
And dedicated myself to the world of children's entertainment.
And so you already had that moment of children's entertaining. And was there a point where anything else could have happened? Or just from that point, it was just go, 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 children's entertaining, here we come.
Well, I did have, at one point in my mid-20s, I'd moved into a bungalow. It was very good. I've got a friend, O'Brien, who's a wonderful chap. He helps me out lots of times with his van, all sorts. And he found this bungalow because it was right next to a meat rendering plant.
Right.
So it was a bit cheaper because of that, because obviously it's a 24-hour... I don't know if you know much about meat rendering.
I've sort of dabbled, but not. I can't sit here and say I'm an expert. Can you tell me a bit about it?
It's a fascinating business. They basically bring in... It's effectively the kind of offcuts from what they don't use at the abattoir. It gets trundled in...
The heart, the brain.
Everything, and it's rendered down, and they remove the fat or put more fat. And that's where you get a lot of... It provides a lot of sort of animal foods.
Dog food and so on.
And pie fillings for the less discerning pies.
Yes.
Those kind of things. But anyway, it's a fascinating business.
And would they help you with any food? Would they give you any meat? Or?
O'Brien works. He's not anymore. He can't now. But at the time he worked there and he found me this bungalow around the corner. And because it was noisy. You'd have trucks coming and going all times of day and night, delivering carcasses and stuff and the smell. It would put a lot of people off. But it was a very reasonably... price bungalow, but I'd go in and see, because he worked night shift there, security guard, and so me and him would I'd pop in for a game of Cluedo, or we'd have a box of wine together while
fun.
He just had to sit and watch.
He sounds like a good friend.
And who's going to break into a?
So he was just watching the vans coming
he was just
and
watching
going,
the company,
right?
And we'd wander around and look at the machinery and have a look at the various conveyor belts. And I did think, I found it absolutely fascinating. I don't know why. I thought I could see myself working. I thought this would be really exciting.
Wow. And I mean, the two things aren't a million miles away. In one way, you're rendering a child's dreams. In another way, you're rendering some meat.
It's not. Yeah, there is. That's true.
There is definitely a crossover.
It's a bin and a yang and yellow.
Yes.
It's that, isn't it?
Yeah, all of those.
So I toyed very. And there was a vacancy came up. I could have done the security guard position with O'Brien. And then I thought, I kind of thought, do you know what? And then he had quite a serious accident at the plant. And then I thought, do you know what? I'm going to stick with the kids stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you've got the passion. Yeah, and absolutely. You can't get rid of that. You've got the drive. And want to speak for you. But I guess you'd sooner give up breathing.
Yeah, yes.
In a way. And that's what I always say. I have tried.
And who wants to do that?
God, no.
It's very hard. You do it when you have hiccups, don't you? You think, I'll hold my breath.
Yes,
as long as I
you can do it for a bit.
And then, in my experience, the hiccups don't go away, and then you faint if you're doing it for too long.
Exactly, and then you wake up still hiccuping. It didn't even work.
Exactly, so I'm not going to do that, am I?
So, where are we at now, Jeremy Lyon? It's two... You're right. You're gonna. You sure you don't need any?
No, it's just okay. It's just wind.
We're at 2019 now. Where are we at? What do you think about children's entertaining nowadays?
I'll tell you.
Are there a lot of young'uns coming in, bringing their new stuff?
Well, like I say, the children are lolling. They want their Laser Quest and their Dreamcast, and they want to go to the roller disco and all this kind of stuff. There's always going to be a place. For the traditional children's entertainer to come in and really, play his part. The problem is, kids these days, they are more spoiled. They've got television coming out that is.
Yes. Literally, Sam, you've seen these AirPod things they have,
In the Night Garden, which I've watched for research, God knows what it's about. In the night, they're selling out Wembley, and they're not even real.
God, no.
How can I go and
how
say
do you
to a child,
with that?
Here's my goose puppet, and here's dental bat that will teach you about tooth decay. When they go, oh no, I want to go and see the Avengers.
This bizarre
Endgame.
I hate all that stuff.
Honestly, 3D.
It's just lights, isn't it? It's just muscly men and computer stuff. And
there's nothing going.
I'd rather see a man. A strong, large man who's a bit rough around the edges, but real. He's there. He's got some funny stuff. He's making us laugh. Yeah. He does. There's nothing great about what he's doing.
Right.
There's nothing impressive, but it's there and it's real. It's right in front of me.
Yeah.
And that's you. I'm talking about you.
Oh, right.
You're
that
man.
I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I say that if I'm 100% honest, I would rather go and watch an Avengers film or any film.
But crucially, I mean,
and I'd rather watch In the Night Garden than, you know, sit and watch your parties. If but I'm not your audience.
You're not a child.
Exactly.
I mean, you're what?
Exactly. 50, push. Well, you know, I'm right, I'm the higher right, end of. Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
Sorry, you've gone.
Well, I'm
bus person. Yeah.
Well, not quite. We're not quite there yet. And of course, I can keep. You know, unlike you, I can keep working till I die.
Well, I think. I
suppose you could.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. I mean, to me, it's an energetic job, entertaining.
Have you had any touch and go moments physically?
Oh no, you're not
while
allowed
performing
to do that at all. That's
oh no, God, no. Could. No, I mean touch and go. Oh. I don't mean touch and run.
Right.
I mean, you know, where you've had physically felt. Oh God.
Oh God, yes.
Heart attack or something. You know, because I know you put 100% into your performance.
Oh, absolutely. No, I passed out during a kids' show only about a month or so ago, and that was. That was it was difficult, but you know, I literally I concussed myself. It was my own fault. But the this Chinese laundry routine where you put a pair of socks in and then you pull them out and they have got holes in them. I'll let you into a secret. It's two pairs of socks. You're swapping. Kids don't notice.
Oh right.
But it's all to do with
fuck. That's clever. You see, I'd never think to do
it's
that.
It's wonderful, but it's a solid,
That's why I can't do it.
It's one of my father's old props. It's a very solid, heavy wooden thing, and you put the things in, and you lift them out, and you muck around with it, and it's.
And do
it's
the children sort of get that?
They sort of get it. I mean, some of the references because it's well, the routine he used to do was based around a Chinese laundry, and I kind of I've had to stop. Doing elements of that.
Right. So, what do you call it instead?
I call it Jeremy's Laundry.
Jeremy's Laundry.
Yeah. Jeremy. But I wear
the suggestion being that you're a bit of a joke, a bit of a clown. So
something like that. And I've got a bear puppet on one hand, so the bear is always going, "Oh, don't put me in the laundry. I won't put you in the laundry." And it's very good. And we talk a little bit about bears hibernating, just so they can.
Interesting.
Anyway, long and short of it was
he gets in his cave, he hibernates for the year. Yeah,
yeah,
lovely
kind of thing. But it's a heavy. But I really, I knocked myself out on it. But I don't. The kids. Oh. I think. Well, the kids.
And did you still get up and finish the party?
I don't know how long I was out for with these things. I don't know if you've ever been concussed.
A couple of times, quite a lot, actually.
Sometimes, I've done it a few times. I stood up much too quickly under a patio heater last week and I was out on the floor. And you think, God, I've been here for... How long have I been out? Two minutes, 2 days?
Sue Clinch, bloody, gets out the boomerang, as always... watch yourself.
Things,
Really dangerous. Really especially dangerous. The way she uses it.
Yeah.
It's not the way it's meant to be used.
I mean, they're built for the outback, aren't they? You're meant to throw them...
Oh, God, they're built for wide open spaces, you know, a tiny garden in Chiswick.
No, God, no. That's you would ask him for trouble. But then when you are like, you think, I don't know, I could have been unconscious for days. Not often. I think if I'd been unconscious for 2 days in a child's front room...
I'd hope so. Hope they'd have called the ambulance, but you don't know because people are just so mean nowadays, aren't they?
Well, the kids thought I was just hibernating. I was being a hibernating bear.
Oh, fuck.
So in a way, I think I sort of got away with it. Yeah.
So they thought you were being a lot cleverer than you were. They thought that was clever.
Part of the act, yeah.
God, talking about the thing that they'll remember the rest of their lives, they're not going to forget that.
They won't forget that. That's true.
Great. That's great. And how do you get work? Do you advertise? Do you use social media? Have you kept things up to date?
I'm not great with social media. I've got I'm on the Facebook, but I don't entirely understand it, if I'm honest with you.
I don't really get what's going on.
And I do have a Twitter.
Right.
Again, I don't really understand quite what it is. It seems to be that people just go on there and have a bit of an argument about stuff and then they come off it.
But then we're special. We perform. We get to go out there day after day and get all this stuff off our chest, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to write it.
No, you don't have to sit there getting angry because we live to perform, you know.
Yeah. And also, I don't think, you know, six-year-old children... And look at Twitter if I was to say, look, can I do your post? So, I mean, a lot of it is word of mouth, recommendations, and postcards in newsagents' windows still.
Right, old school stuff, the old school, but the best ways. They still work.
I took out a full page advert in one of the papers in Golden. This was 10 years back when there were a lot of decent local papers. Jeremy Lyon, children's entertainer, reasonable rates, call the best. And I maintain to this day that they did it on purpose, but they put Jeremy Lyon, children's undertaker. And that I got very little appropriate work off that, and it kind of soured. A lot of people thought I'd done it on purpose and was making a joke. But I didn't.
Did you get approached to
I did. I was asked to do, yes, to do. And I did.
And you went for it?
No, I toyed with it, but I thought, you know, I've not got the qualifications.
Or the car, presumably, or
well,
any of
I
it.
Did have a van at that time, but it was painted, I mean, it was quite painted bright red, and Jeremy Lyon Jones. I don't think it would have been apt at all.
Oh, well.
Probably not big enough.
What might have been, you know? Well, so many avenues our lives can go down. And wow. So is there any other up-and-coming children's entertainers you've seen that you'd recommend other than yourself? Is there anyone you've been blown away by? Because I know it's quite a bit of a circle, you guys, aren't there? A bit of a magic circle,
although,
in a way.
You never really get to see anyone else do their turn, do you?
I guess not, no. It's not like a gig.
You can try and sort of hide in the room, hide behind the sofa and watch it, but that's really not easy to kind of come in and do. There's a man... occasionally we pass work each other's way. He's called Pilot. What's he? Not Pilot Pete. It's another name begins with P, but it's not Pete.
Paul?
No, it's not.
Pascal?
No.
Pablo?
No, not that.
Pim?
Pilot.
Pick? Puck?
Pilot Martin. It doesn't
Pirate Martin. That's it. Pirate Martin. And he sounds like fun.
And he sometimes he phones up and says, "Oh, I've got a booking. I can't. You know, can you do it?"
Yeah,
vice versa.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. He's actually got, and this is what he's genuinely he's missing a leg halfway up.
Oh,
he's ex-force.
Was that before he started?
Yeah, he's ex-force. Yeah. So he does a
proper, that's making lemonade out of lemons, isn't it?
Well, isn't it? Oh, that's what I thought. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if he's quite got the temperament for kids' things. He's not. Ooh. He lost it on a landmine in tour of Afghanistan. He's not the cheeriest man I've met.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, but he does have the advantage of having a really, really impressive big
again,
leg.
Like with Captain Hook, you're 50% there, or 50% not there.
Yes,
if you will.
Very true. Yeah. So he's a nice fellow.
Nice guy, but not right for the job, really. If we're honest.
Yeah. But he's all right. And then there's another man called Mr. Bear. But he doesn't do it anymore. He was fat. He had all sorts. They found him naked in his allotment.
Oof.
Don't know what. Not after. No.
Up to something.
I'm not sure. It's some sort of breakdown. I mean, it takes its toll on you as a job. I mean, you know, you're a performer.
Oh fuck yeah! I mean, you have a breakdown every other week. Sometimes feels like.
I mean, half of the actresses, more than half, are mad.
Completely.
Absolutely.
I mean, to be honest, you have to do a kind of test when you go to drama school. A lot of the time nowadays, just to find out, just to check
mad.
You are. If not mad, you know, or at least very, very susceptible
on
to madness,
mad
you
enough.
Know.
Yeah, and I think,
because
yeah.
otherwise, why bother?
Exactly.
Well, we don't want to see people. We don't see normal people. Otherwise, we'd be one.
My father used to say, "I don't want to see a slice of life. I want to see a slice of life's cake." And I'm still not quite sure what he meant, but I think he meant
a slice of life cake.
Yeah, life cake, or
like a cake of life.
Like a cake of life. But then that would be. He said, "I don't want to see a slice of life. I want to see a slice of life cake." I've never. He had a lot of interesting sayings.
That's quite something to unpick, that, isn't it? Yeah, slice of life cake.
I think what he meant was he got bored easily.
Yes, and which he did. I mean, unless he was listening to the goons.
He did,
and even that was for completely the wrong reason.
He ate a lot of cake. Well, that's the other thing, being a kid. I mean, I eat extraordinary amounts of birthday cake. I gotta have to.
Do you, if you know you've got a party coming up, will you skip dinner?
No.
No,
because you've got to have the
oh, gosh,
the fuel in
the energy, don't you?
You don't want to be sort of, you know, a bit faint.
Put it in your sort of, you know, rider as such that you will be allowed some of that cake?
I don't really.
Because
I mean,
sometimes you go to children's parties, and as an adult, I mean, I only go to, you know, my granddaughter Lemons and stuff like that, but as an adult, there's a real moment where you can see all the adults sort of eyeing each other going around the buffet table. Is it okay for us? Because, you know, it's sandwiches. The best part is obviously they'll provide a full platter for the adult. But a lot of them just give you a few sandwiches.
Clearly,
it's for the kids, but you're like, well, he's not eating any, so...
Well, I've always worked on the assumption that, you know, lead by example and say, right, kids, it's time for the birthday tea, and I go and help myself to a big old plate just to show them that they've got to have a bit of the...
Wow.
Some of the carrot sticks, a bit of everything. Here you are, kids, this is, and then I eat it in front of them to prove that point.
Wow. Oh, great. Okay, lovely. And they're eating a lot of carrot sticks. You say that it used to be just, you know, crisps and stuff.
Oh,
now it's all bloody hummus, isn't it?
I've never seen a child eat hummus. They always put it out. I've tried it once.
And that's a plastic pot, so that's waste. That's going back in the ocean.
No, you might as well throw it in a panda's eyes or something. Yeah.
You might as well kill a dolphin with it.
Literally.
God. On that note, do be careful with hummus next time you're at the reduced items.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
Just be aware of that, because I've seen a few people go down with that.
I won't touch it at full price. I've never seen the appeal.
It's,
I don't like the texture.
I mean, I love it, don't get me wrong. I'll have it on anything. Oh, God, yeah, of course. I grew up on hummus, more or less.
It tastes of...
Well, chickpeas, really.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremy, it's been wonderful having you. And you've got your own podcast as well, which you must listen to.
Oh, yes, I must. Yes, I must listen to that.
Listeners must listen to it.
Oh, they should, yes.
And that's just Jeremy Lyon Podcast.
It's for kids. It's for kids, really. You know, it's there to educate and entertain them, as we've said. We're not without the enema in between.
Okay, not without the enema in between. I don't think there's a better way to end. Thank you very much, Jeremy Lyon.
Thank you. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.